Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Only your answers are confidential. Okay, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. All right, sir, and now, when thinking about the issues that you are most, that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue. The first one would be student loan debt. Not important or very important from 0 to 10?
Very important.
Okay, criminal justice reform.
Very important.
Crime and violence.
Very important.
Immigration.
Very important.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Very important.
Abortion rights.
Very important.
Voting rights.
Very important.
Racism and discrimination.
Very important.
Reproductive freedom.
Very important.
Healthcare.
Very important.
K through 12 education.
Very important.
Climate change.
Very important.
This democracy.
Very important.
And jobs and wages.
Very important.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevent people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not almost, not likely to vote, but 10 means that you extremely like to vote?
10.
10. All right, thank you. All right, so just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are not registered?
Registered.
All right, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what year is the year of birth?
70.
1970, all right. And what is the level, the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school.
High school, okay. 12, okay, high school graduate. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
One number.
Thank you, so you going to bring, you going to bring Cora over here?
Where?
To our house.
No.
Because Mia said you had something to do.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for her to get here.
Yeah, but she's not coming right away, she said, so they're going to keep them. So you want me to bring Tucker?
She's working in Tucker today.
I ain't got to go nowhere till 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick her house again, Kylie, but she ain't got the bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
What time is
All right. What number would you say your level of, you know, how much power your vote has to make changes on issues to you?
10.
From 10, okay. All right, so then how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
By 8, okay. All right, so then, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number. You have no opinion. I have never heard of that person or organization. Please indicate that as well. The first one will be Andre Dickens from 0 to 10.
Nine.
Okay, Brad Refensberger.
Oh, Brad, I don't like. I'll give him a 5.
5. Okay, Brian Kemp.
I'll give him a 5.
Tim Waltz.
5.
Josh Ossoff.
5.
Raphael Warnock.
10.
And J.D. Vance.
5.
5. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And I know it's still a long, you know, it's a long way off, but if the November 24 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris, all right? And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democratic,
all right? And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, I voted.
Would that be Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Hawkins, or Biden? All right.
Biden.
Okay. And thinking back in, you know, the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed by the same, better, or much better?
Better.
All right. And okay, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Okay. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Small difference.
What was that? A small difference?
Yeah.
Okay, makes a small difference. All right, and below, okay, is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress, you know, you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each, you know, person or event prevented this progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you believe that a person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means, you know, that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Your local mayor, you think it certainly did not prevent progress, not sure, or certainly prevented progress from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, Vice President Harris.
5.
5. Okay, Black Wars.
Yeah. 7.
7. COVID-19 recovery.
7.
Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
5.
5. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
5. Okay, thank you. Right below, okay, it's a list of some policies, developers, developments, and statements that have an impact on, you know, many Black people's lives. You know, after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or motivate you in your next in your network to vote in from 0 to 10. With 10 means that would strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means it's not sure. And 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. Okay, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. when state prosecutors fail federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Would you say that would not motivate you to vote at all? Not sure, or would strongly motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, because we voted in March, you know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is, you know, expected to save consumers a substantial of $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would strongly motivate you?
Me la dejó en 81.